Hi, everyone, and welcome to this Broncos Week edition of Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. It's the most anticipated game in the NFL so far this year, and most of the Chiefs kingdom has been talking about it for the past 6 weeks. It's the Broncos and the Chiefs in Denver, and we're going to get you ready like no other show can. We'll talk with Dontari Poe, the man who's closest to the football as the NFL's number one defense takes on the NFL's number one offense. In our Coach's Corner segment, I'll have the head coach this week, Andy Reid. He'll talk about what it takes to win big games like this, to win key divisional games over the next 7 weeks, and also how to win in cold weather football. And most notably, he'll talk about the family atmosphere that he has created, leading to the most surprising start of any of the American professional teams this year. And we'll look back at the career of Dante Hall, who had some of the biggest plays in the great series between the Broncos and the Chiefs. It's all coming up next here on Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. You can't have a great defense in the National Football League if you don't have really good defensive people up front. And the Chiefs have one of the best nose tackles in the NFL in second-year player Dontari Poe. This Chiefs defense has emerged, mainly because Dontari Poe has emerged. He's the closest guy to the football every time Denver snaps it this weekend. Let's go under the helmet with Chiefs nose tackle Dontari Poe.
James Hannon, tip-tap motion, now he's in the backfield. Romo takes the snap, he's going to be engulfed and sacked back at the 37-yard line. Dontari Poe!
Are you kidding me?
A loss of seven, Len, as Poe shot through there like nobody blocked him.
I would say, well, we all know the coaching changes and you know how they kind of keep us motivated, but at the same time, I think we're getting confident as a team. Each win that came, we got more confident and better each day.
Y'all know what's up. Uh-huh. Y'all know what's our destiny. Uh-huh. We ain't know because of what we've been doing, bro. Yeah, that's what it is. We ain't been worrying about no record. We've been highly business. Uh-huh. And the result is undefeated.
And I think preparation. Like I said, we're coming in every practice and we're trying to get better, you know, no matter who we're facing. But we know we got a certain stand up that, you know, we uphold ourselves to. So as long as we keep doing that, man, I think we're, the sky's the limit. I think it's the veteran leadership that we got on the team and the coaches. We never go in the game thinking of anybody any less of the next opponent. It just tells us, you know, no matter how bad another team's been playing, the best game is going to be when they play us because of the pressure we build up on ourselves. Just them keeping that in our ear and our veterans and the veteran leadership that we have is keeping us on track.
Guys, this is amazing. 137.5, the new world record holder. Kansas City Chiefs fans, the loudest stadium in the NFL.
When you go on the field and you know, you always have points in the game where you get tired and you get winded. But to have a crowd that's behind you like Arrowhead is, it's amazing. We played a few away games and I've seen nothing close, you know, to when we're in Arrowhead and our home stadium. And like I said, man, when I'm on the field and I can't hear myself think, I can't hear nothing, I know the offense is having a hard time. So that's just all for the best for us. We know every game, you know, that we have in the NFL it's going to be a hard one, going to be a tough game and pretty much a game that we must win. But we know these division games, it revs it up even more. We know we got to kick it up a notch, just be even more explosive, or just do more of what we've been doing. And like I said, people say regular games are must-win, division games are a definite must-win. So trying to be the best in the division starting off, and we'll see where it goes from there. But in order for us to do that, we gotta get these division games that's coming up.
The atmosphere at Arrowhead is crazy. There's no place like it. It's a college atmosphere, fans rocking. Every third down, you can't even hear the defensive call sometimes, it's so loud. So I know for opposing offenses, it's a nightmare, you know, and it helps us on the road. When we go to any other stadium, we know it can't compare to home, so we love it.
Chiefs Insider is brought to you by Sprint, the official wireless service provider of the Kansas City Chiefs. By Truman Medical Center, TMC and the Chiefs partners for a healthy community. Hy-Vee, a helpful smile in every aisle. And by the Chiefs Tailgate Party, presented by Bud Light. Get your tickets today at primesport.com/Chiefs. Don't go away, because when we come back, I'll be joined by head coach Andy Reid for an exclusive one-on-one interview. And our KCChiefs.com reporter Rachel Sanchi will bring you the key points to focus on. It's the Chiefs and Broncos in this pivotal division matchup.
There was some hubbub about Raider Week, but Bronco Week, let's be honest, this is what everyone's been pointing towards since probably the beginning of the season.
We're joined by the general manager of the undefeated Kansas City Chiefs, John Dorsey.
This is a tremendous challenge for this organization. Denver's a great team. They have a great bunch of players. I think our job is to stay focused and do what we got to do and take care of our business.
The bye week is over and the big game is finally here. All eyes will be on the undefeated Chiefs as they travel to Denver this weekend for what many are calling the game of the year. Sunday night's winner will be in the driver's seat for the AFC West crown, so the Chiefs will be in the spotlight in Week 11. Here are the three focus points for this week's game. First, the Broncos scoring offense. Denver is on a historic pace through 10 weeks of the season, totaling 371 points and leading the league in scoring by more than 10 points per game. What you might not know is that through 10 weeks, the Broncos have only played two top 10 scoring defenses. This week, they'll face the top scoring defense in the NFL. The Chiefs have yet to give up more than 17 points to an opponent this year, the first team to accomplish that feat since 1977. Second, the Chiefs' defensive backfield. Wes Welker made headlines last March when he inked a two-year deal with the Broncos, bolstering an already excellent Denver wide receiving corps. The Chiefs responded with the additions of cornerbacks Sean Smith, Dante Robinson, and Marcus Cooper in the offseason. Those moves have paid off big, as the Chiefs have held opposing quarterbacks to a league-worst 53.5% completion percentage through the first nine games of the season. The matchups in the passing game should have a big impact on Sunday's outcome. Finally, Peyton Manning's injured ankle. Manning hobbled off the field last Sunday after the Broncos' 28-20 win over the Chargers with an apparent ankle injury. The Broncos signal caller was on the receiving end of several hard hits throughout the game and was obviously in pain as the clock wound down. MRIs showed no extensive damage earlier this week, but Manning's durability will continue to be a storyline as the season goes on. This is just the first test of a grueling second half of the season for the Chiefs. And it appears as though the battle for home field advantage in the playoffs will be fought between the Chiefs and the Broncos over the next several weeks. And it all gets started on Sunday night.
You had a chance to kind of step back and do an audit of your team. What did you see when you stepped back and looked at it from afar?
We've done some good things, but there's plenty of room for improvement in all three phases. They're getting better. Every week you can see progress made. So you're not seeing the big step up and then a step back.
They can't stop us. We're stopping ourselves here.
Even with the older guys that are getting used to the system. Even with that, though, there's still big steps to be made. That's a plus.
This week, the biggest regular season game in here in a long time. People have been waiting for it for 2 months. How do you handle it the right mindset?
You get ready to play a good football team. So we do that every week. You study them, you respect them, and then you get yourself ready to play. Physically and mentally. That's why you practice. That's why you spend the hours training. You watch your diet. You get a certain amount of sleep so that you can function at the high. That's why you do those things. Any team can beat you in the National Football League. This week, it's the Denver Broncos. It's exciting. Great place to play. It'll be loud. It'll be a little cool. Can't get any better than that. It's football weather. So listen, if we can't have you at Arrowhead, we're glad to have you there.
You faced Peyton five times in your career as a head coach. What about facing him?
He is one of the 22 plus the guys that contribute on special teams. So we understand that. we got it. In this league, teams have great players. I mean, he's a future Hall of Famer. I mean, who are we fooling here? So you'd probably say he's the best. Okay, get yourself ready to play the best.
When you were in Philadelphia, you won playing cold weather football. What does it take to win cold weather football games?
You bring an attitude, and you, the same one you had when it was warm. You don't let that be a distraction. Make sure that your angles and your aiming points are right. Understand the field that you've got. Make sure you have the right shoes on. Let's go.
You brought a family atmosphere, not just to this team, but to the building, and I'm going to say the whole kingdom. How does that family attitude help you this week, down the stretch, and dare I say, beyond December, maybe into January?
Yeah, well, listen, we can't talk about what's going to happen in the future. You don't know that. That's something you can't control. You control today. I can tell you today there that this is a close group, and I wouldn't expect that to change. It's been that way before we played any games throughout the season. That's something that you can bank on. And during the tough times, which every game presents, there are going to be highs, there are going to be lows, you just kind of consistently get yourself better, and everybody supports each other. Not every play is going to be a pretty play. You got a lot of players playing. Somebody might have a bad play, help them get better, and that's what this sport's all about. It's just kind of a microcosm of life, and so you help each other out.
You've had special players, you've had special teams, you've had Hall of Famers yourself. How much has this team meant to you?
I love those Chiefs.
They've done everything I've asked them to do. There's a certain trust there, and they're going to accept any challenge that I present to them.
Hey, let's keep it going. Let's go.
I'm not going to ask them to climb Mount Kilimanjaro tomorrow. That's not what I'm going to do. There's a fine balance there. But I have a lot of trust in how they go about their work and what you're going to get on any given Sunday there.
Stay right here. You won't want to miss it, because when we return, we'll take a look back at the career of a man that put Arrowhead in a craze 10 years ago, the human joystick, Dante Hall. Welcome back to Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. There have been a litany of great plays in the series between the Broncos and Chiefs down through the years. But one of the most memorable was in 2003, when the Chiefs also started 9-0. Dante Hall had a 93-yard punt return for a touchdown that proved to be the deciding play in a one-point Chiefs victory. Hall would go on that season to have many punt and kick returns for touchdowns. We had a chance to catch up with the human joystick, Dante Hall.
In the NFL, there's no play as exciting as a return for a touchdown.
And as we were watching the defense on the field, we were constantly hoping that they can force a punt.
When they saw Dante come on the field, it was not just, oh, here comes a punt return, oh, here's a kickoff return. They were anticipating something exciting happening, and it did often.
Bengaling left, 20, 25, 35, 30. You can forget it. The human joystick.
Every time he touched the ball, you just knew something special was going to happen.
He was somebody who could change the course of a game in a single play.
Touchdown, Kansas City! Touchdown, Dante Hall!
He came to Kansas City, and I don't think anybody really knew that much about Dante Hall.
My rookie year, I only played in 5 games. That rookie year was a blur. It really didn't start off well.
He was the new kid on the block. He was struggling. There was a time where he didn't know if he'd even be a part of this Chiefs organization. He was sent over to play in NFL Europe and really learn how to become a wide receiver with the Scottish Claymores. And Dick Vermeil came on the scene, and that was the rebirth of Dante Hall.
I sensed that his spirit needed to be repaired.
He and Vermeil had a relationship unlike any player and coach I've ever been around. There was a real love between them.
We got him in training camp and mini camps and all that. We really got him going as a wide receiver, because as you know, he'd been a running back.
I think that Vermeil inspired Dante, and when he finally found his niche as wide receiver, he wasn't going to let anybody down.
Throwing on a seam pattern, he's got Dante Hall, 35-30, you can forget it, touchdown!
The veteran presence was huge for him. He wanted to learn, he wanted to get better.
I had a few guys that took me under their wings in the sense of, you know, young fella, don't worry about it. You know, we all kind of go through this and kind of keep my mojo up.
The veteran presence was huge for him. It wasn't so much a guy like a Will Shields or a Tony Gonzalez coming over, putting their arm around him and telling him how to do it. He just observed.
No, I realized, okay, Tony's the man, Will Shields is the man, and all you have to do is sit back and watch these guys. Okay, and I got a gist of, okay, this is how you become a pro. This is how you become successful in this league. From there, it took off.
Now, Dante Hall wants to get back in a hurry. He's going left side. Now he darts to the right side, explodes to the 40. He
Here
might
he goes.
Do it.
Here he goes.
It was fun to watch him grow in confidence. He could take a one-yard hitch pass and score with it. Or he might run a reverse on you. Or he might, you know, something different. And he could still go deep.
Those type of players are very special. And when you have one, you can't wait until they get their opportunity.
The buzz in Kansas City during Dante Hall's four-game streak where he had a return in every game was unlike anything I've ever seen.
And up the left side, 15-20, burst of speed.
He feels the ball, and all of a sudden there's a crowd around him, and you can't see him because he's short, small, little guy.
For me, it was simply go where they're not. I can't get through a cluster of 20-some-odd guys, but so let me go where they're not. That was my style.
First guy misses, second and third guy miss.
Look,
right
he's
side,
got
a block for Dante Hall.
And out the other end of the pile of people comes Dante Hall going toward the end zone. We're going to win the football game.
He's going to outrun the entire Ravens defense. Touchdown, Kansas City.
That's why he's the best. That's why he's the best right now. That's why.
And then I think about the Denver Bronco game.
It was late in the fourth quarter. You know, the Kansas City Chiefs, they were down by six. It was Denver. It was the fifth game of the season. They were 4-0, and this was a team that hadn't had a start like that in a while.
That picture remains in my mind very vividly, and I think about it often.
I remember writing that Dante Hall came to the stadium and changed in a phone booth. You know, somehow he was able to conceal his cape and his Superman suit.
Dante fielded the ball at about the 5-yard line, which, of course, coaches always shudder when a player fields the ball inside the 10-yard line.
When he feels a punt back inside the 10, and I'm yelling to myself, Dante, don't feel that, don't feel that. He runs back to about the 1-foot line.
You never get a punt and just simply turn around and start running backwards. And he ran 15 yards behind the point where he got the ball.
I just knew we were kind of stalling our offense, and I just went back to the backyard days of football.
Makes the first man miss, looking to try to get to the outside. He's in trouble, surrounded. Now he gets to the left side. He's got nobody but the kicker in front of him. Hauls up the left side, 35-40. A block on Norm. He's at the 35-30. Dante Hall's going to do it again. The human joystick with the touchdown. Kansas City, 92 yards on an unbelievable kick return.
The crowd had the best bird's eye view. And so you listen to them, you can hear the roar. Go back. The minute I broke left, I knew that was the correct way to go because the crowd just went crazy. That run, wow. You talking about rolling the dice? That's rolling the dice, putting a house on the line, the baby, the wife. You putting everybody on the line rolling the dice because big game. And I just broke about two or three special teams rules that you just do not do. Thank God it worked out for me. I'm getting a hug right now, but I could be getting slapped right now if it went the other way.
Thanks for joining us on this week's show. The entire National Football League will be watching and be interested in this battle that people have waited for months as the Chiefs travel to Denver to take on the Broncos. Next week, the divisional games continue, but finally the Chiefs come back home after 3 weeks away as Kansas City entertains the San Diego Chargers. And we'll get you ready for a trip back to Arrowhead right here on Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. Chiefs Insider is brought to you by Sprint, the official wireless service provider of the Kansas City Chiefs. By Truman Medical Center, TMC and the Chiefs partners for a healthy community. Hy-Vee, a helpful smile in every aisle. And by the Chiefs Tailgate Party, presented by Bud Light. Get your tickets today at primesport.com/Chiefs.
Trap.